don't stop. Go on. Go on. Oh, great. You're in, Matt.
Oh, Tom, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you got my message yesterday.
Yes, I did, but thanks for the wake-up call anyway.
Oh, you're still in bed. Sorry.
No, having a leisurely Sunday breakfast, or trying to.
Right.
Before a busy day ahead.
That's why I wanted to catch you early. Go on, you!
What?
Sorry, I've just finished milking.
Ah.
Get on! I've pulled everything together you need to know about Tom Archer sausages and bacon.
Oh, good.
And I thought if we went through it sometime, you know, sales, production cycle, forecast.
Absolutely, Tom. Unfortunately, I don't have my work diary with me. You'll have to contact Rebecca.
Any chance of doing it today?
No, not really.
Oh.
Your aunt and I are meeting up with friends later, and I'm due to thrash Tell Roberts at golf before that.
Oh, right.
Don't worry, we'll do it soon. This partnership's definitely going places.
Well, what time does your game start?
If the weather holds, we're teeing off at 10.
Oh, no worries then. As soon as I've got this slot back in the shed, I'll come straight across.
What now?
I only need to drop the figures off and maybe highlight the main issues.
Yeah,
10-15 minutes max.
Yeah, but if you've been up and milking for hours...
Yeah, that's not a problem, Matt. I'm excited about this. I'm happy to come over.
The important thing is, we mustn't send out mixed messages, David.
No, definitely not. Exam work comes first.
So I can't really have a go at her for not spending more time in the kitchen.
That's the tale, and for the rest.
She's going to have eggs again this morning.
What? Not again. Can you lift him back a bit, Ruth?
Yeah. That's why I've had a think about this 5 mile business.
There you are. You won't miss what you never knew you had.
I've told Pip I'll try to use local produce for the family meals from now till Easter.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's got to eat properly, and we can't have her starving herself. She should be concentrating on her GCSEs.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the meat won't be difficult. It's not like we're short of beef and lamb. And we can always get bacon and sausages from Tom.
Yeah.
That's it.
And okay, veg boxes are a bit samey this time of year.
Just your sister to go.
But at least Bridge Farm always put plenty in.
We never convinced Josh humans can eat turnips.
Oh, you want me to hold her?
Yeah, no, it's all right. She's only titchy. Okay. You can get a docking ring out, though, could you?
Now, the biggest hassle will be planning ahead. Trying to make sure I don't include anything from outside the 5 mile radius.
I guess so.
There you go.
Top.
I'll have to be far more organised in future. No more last minute pizzas from the freezer.
No. Oh, did you hear Neil last night raving about the meal they had in Covent Garden?
I never knew he liked Moroccan food.
Oh, well, neither did he till he tried it. There you go. Yeah, and Susan seemed very impressed with the hotel.
A jacuzzi, pool, what's not to like?
Well, I told him he was letting the side down.
Huh?
Well, anniversary surprises. He's setting the bar way too high for the rest of us blokes.
Well, if it gives you some ideas for next time.
Morning, David.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Morning. Right. You two need me for any more shifts in here this week?
We're down to the last handful of lambing, really.
How about this evening?
Oh, I think we'll manage, thanks.
Okay. And, have you worked out your chocolate requirements for Easter yet?
Through here, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Auntie Lillian. Hi, Matt.
Blimey, you weren't kidding about bringing some paperwork.
Oh, I've put all the essentials in one folder.
Thicker than the Sunday rag. Hope it's as juicy.
Have you had any breakfast, Tom?
I had some syrup before I started milking.
Oh, that must have been hours ago, darling. What would you like?
Yeah, hold on.
Croissants, bacon and eggs.
Lillian.
Well.
Lillian, Tom and I push for time.
It won't take a minute to rustle something up.
No, if I'm going out soon, we need to crack on.
But we don't want the poor boy wasting away.
No, I'm fine, Lillian, honestly. Matt's right.
Yeah, sit down. There's no point going up to my office.
No.
Just give me the headlines on what you brought home.
Right.
At least I can make you both some coffee.
No need, Pushcat. This is a quick 5 minutes, not a formal meeting.
Oh, all the same. The poor
I
boy's
thought
been
you were calling at the lodge this morning.
Well, if I can find the television guide Mum wants. All right. I will get out of your way.
OK. This is a one-page summary of what you're buying into then, Matt.
Uh-huh.
And I think you're going to be very pleased.
Well, I wouldn't like to be learning to drive these days.
Yeah, William says she still gets flustered at junctions if there's a queue behind her.
Well, that's enough to make anyone nervous.
She gets a bit stressed driving in the rush hour. Otherwise, yeah, the lessons are making a real difference. Says she's coming on smashing.
Good for her.
Passing the test would certainly make life easier if Nick does move back to the village.
Well, William hasn't said anything definite yet, but he lets slip. She's asking if Loxley Barrett can take Jake.
She must be thinking about it then.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good school, if she can get him in. Now, I had better see to the young stock.
And I need to start organising lunch.
Yeah, before you both disappear, you don't want to reconsider. You know, the chocolate.
Oh, it was very nice of you to ask, Eddie, but as we said,
we don't really think about Easter eggs until the week before.
Oh, no. These are bars, not Easter eggs.
Well, anyway, maybe nearer the time.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, I'm worried the whole lot would have gone in a week or two, and I don't want you to miss out.
Well, it'll be our bad luck if we do.
It's some of the finest chocolate you'll ever taste.
Uh-huh.
At a knockdown price.
And it's real Belgian chocolate?
That is what you said a minute ago.
Oh, it's proper continental, yeah. As good as Belgian, I meant.
Ah.
In fact, the chap I'm getting it from reckons it's better.
Who's that?
Paul Blocker.
Fat Paul has started importing chocolate.
No. He took his van over on holiday a week or two back.
Oh, I see.
He wasn't planning to buy anything, but couldn't pass up the chance when this stuff came along, could he?
No, and you're selling it on for him, then?
I bought half the boxes, spreading round the happiness, so to speak.
Sure. Well, hope it goes well for you, Eddie, but
maybe next time, huh?
Check Brian's happy to sell to you first, then I'll warm my legal boys up.
Great. I still can't get my head around it, though.
What?
The difference between now and a month ago.
Oh.
You were dead set against any more investment in agriculture then.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's happened?
Well, no, it's complicated.
I mean, I'm not complaining. It was so unexpected, that's all.
Yeah, I can see it must seem like that.
I asked Brenda if she knew why you'd changed your mind.
Oh?
She hadn't a clue. She's as gobsmacked as I am.
Yeah, I expect she is.
Says it's down to the way I've built up Tom Archer.
That's pretty much it.
But it was no different a month ago.
Well, my focus was elsewhere then. I had one or two financial concerns to sort out.
Oh?
Yeah, with the estate, not my own money.
Oh, sure.
I didn't listen to what you were saying carefully enough. It took a week or two for it to sink in.
And once it had?
It was a no-brainer. The property market's on the floor. I need to diversify.
Well, you'll certainly be doing that, all right.
And food's a good way to go.
High-quality food is.
Well, yeah, naturally. People always need to eat, don't they? Recession or no recession.
And more than ever, they want traceability.
Yeah, which we're perfectly positioned to exploit. What better time to buy in?
Well, that's what I was trying to get across originally.
Yeah, and I should have listened. So, look, if you're happy to leave all this with me for a few days...
There was one more thing I wanted to clear up, actually. Right from the start.
Yeah?
Things haven't always gone smoothly between me and Brian.
No.
I wouldn't be breaking up the partnership if they had.
Yeah, I've heard a few whispers from Brenda.
I mean, it was no secret we've argued a lot.
He likes throwing his weight around, doesn't he?
But I don't want to be unfair to Brian.
Heaven forbid.
So perhaps the best way to put it is that we had different ideas on the right direction for the brand.
And he'd try to steamroll you, yeah?
It's hard to say no sometimes. Because he'd bailed me out in the past, when I was much less experienced.
And you're worried about the same thing happening with me?
I'd like to know how you'll play it, if you do buy in.
I'll hand over a big watch of money, sit back and get a decent return on a regular basis, OK?
You'd be a sleeping partner.
Out like a light. Keep a healthy balance sheet, Tom. You won't even know I'm there. Well, look, I won't
hold
you up.
Fantastic. So I don't have to involve you in product development, for example?
Not the least bit interested. All I know about sausages is your aunt usually burns them. Now, if that's everything...
Actually, I was hoping to pick your brains about something else as well.
Hmm?
You know banks a lot better than me. Would you say the present business account is competitive?
Can it wait, Tom?
Yeah, sure.
Finally found
Look,
it.
I daren't be late.
Somehow the magazine had slipped under the sofa.
Well, that's been really helpful, Matt.
Good. Well, thanks for coming over.
Will we be seeing more of you now, Tom, if you and Matt are starting a joint venture?
Oh, I expect so. How long do you think it'll take to sort out contracts?
I don't know. Look, as long as it takes, I expect, all right?
Yeah, fine. Well, let's stay in touch.
Yeah.
Right then, I'll get off. It's all right, I can see myself out. See you, Lillian. I hope you win your game, Matt.
Yeah, bye, Tom.
Bye.
Took me ages to find the magazine. You were very sharp, weren't you?
What does he expect, barging in this early?
Well, he's excited about working with
you. Well, the eager beaver stuff had better wear off soon. He needs to be more professional.
You've got out the wrong side of bed, haven't you?
Oh.
Don't take it out on Terry.
I'm going to ring and cancel.
Why? You're not feeling ill, are you?
No.
You were looking forward to it yesterday.
Well, I don't want to play. It doesn't look much of a day out there anyway.
I've seen you playing much worse.
I'm not in the mood, all right?
Look, what's Tom said?
What do you mean?
To put you in such a foul mood.
I'm not in a mood. I don't want to play golf, that's all. Or answer stupid questions about flogging poxy sausages. It's not just Tom. The whole damn world's bothering me with complete irrelevancies. Why can't I just be left in peace?
I thought we weren't starting on the approach fence till tomorrow, Adam.
I'm running up to check on the deer anyway. Thought I'd drop the posts by the handling pen.
You're not taking the netting up as well?
Of course not, Brian.
Anything valuable soon walks these days. We'll take up what we need once we get started.
Thanks for the crime-fighting tip.
I don't suppose you were around when Tom rang earlier?
No, haven't been in the house all morning.
Well, he called when I was at the accountant's. Do you want a hammer, those?
It's okay. I'm only chucking a couple more in.
Your mother took the message, what there is of it. Yeah, he's coming round shortly.
Oh, what for?
Urgent business matter, he told Jenny. Probably a euphemism for swallowing his pride about the supermarket. He obviously wants to change his mind.
Possibly.
Well, what else could it be? Now the boy wonder's had time for a little rational thought.
You are going to be more tactful when he gets here, Brian.
Hmm.
If he's changed his mind... Don't gloat.
Gloat? Me?
Oh, I love the smell of fresh compost.
Yeah, it's a good batch. I can bring up another trailer full if you like that.
Were any growing cucumbers in this stretch of the tunnel?
We might be all right then.
Let's see what the bed looks like when I've dug this in and mounded it up.
I'll give you a hand for 5 minutes.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah. No point starting to work down King Cups till after lunch now.
I suppose not.
Going round with Jeremy took longer than I thought.
Yeah, it was fascinating, though. He was very thorough.
Oh, yeah. So you could see he was feeling the cold by the end.
It was bitter when I opened the dairy for Colin and Clary this morning.
The milking parlour was icy. Now, I noticed Tom did a really good job of cleaning it last night.
He was buzzing with energy yesterday, wasn't he?
Mm. Maybe he's been fueling up on Eddie's fabulous Swiss chocolate.
Maybe. I thought it was French.
Oh, not sure. I wasn't really listening. Just knew I didn't want to buy any.
No. The back of Paul Blocker's van isn't exactly the hallmark of quality.
I've finished loading up. I'm going to the flat now.
What about unloading at the other end, Helen?
Well, yeah, it's an awkward stairway to carry things up on your own.
You want... one of us to go across with you?
No. Brenda's given me a hand. She said she'd meet me at the shop.
Oh, that's good of her.
Yeah. Everyone's been really helpful. Especially Anya.
Oh, is she looking after organics today?
Yeah. Switch shifts so I can finish the move.
Are you staying in the flat tonight, love?
I think so. First night in my new home. Oh,
this place is going to be so quiet. No Hannah. You and Tom both gone.
Yeah. It will feel empty.
Well, I'll be back here all the time. Oh, and you said you'd give me a hand to move the desk later, Dad.
Yeah, I hadn't forgotten.
It'll need another trip. So there's no point in a big farewell now.
Well, who said you're getting one?
But I can't go without hearing what the waste consultant said.
You saw Jeremy before he left, didn't you?
Well, I only caught the tail end of your conversation.
Well, he was very good. He had a long, hard look at the herd and the yards.
Asked us about existing drainage arrangements, volume of effluent.
Wanted to know the precise amount of yoghurt and cheese we produce.
Put it all down on his laptop. Then we kicked around a couple of ideas where we might put a reed bed.
Ah.
He seemed to favour front field, where it meets the sheds.
He promised a proper proposal and an estimate inside a week.
And, he hasn't put you off the idea of a reed bed system?
No.
No, not at all.
Oh, dear.
Helen?
I just don't think we should rush into making any commitments.
You were the one who suggested a reed bed, love.
I know, but... don't hate me for this.
What?
I got a call from Bryony this morning.
Bryony?
Bryony Sims.
The cheesemaker in Elbury.
Oh, right.
I happened to mention what we were thinking of doing, and she says she has a much better way of dealing with it.
Right then, Tom. Come on, let's do this in the office.
Whatever you like.
Perhaps problems have arisen in the past because we've been a little too informal with each other.
Well, possibly.
So, let's think of this as a fresh start.
That's not why I'm here, Brian.
Oh, I see. But, I mean, I would be right in thinking this is about the supermarket deal.
Indirectly, I suppose.
Yeah, I thought so. Tom, it takes sense and courage to acknowledge you're wrong.
Sorry?
As far as I'm concerned, the argument's forgotten.
Not by me.
Tom, please. I'm trying to make this easy. Let's move on.
Brian.
We've lost precious time already. We've a tight deadline to meet for the new order.
Which isn't going to happen.
What?
You're doing what you always do. Assuming that, in the end, I'll go along with whatever you want.
All I want is what's good for Tom Archer.
And that's exactly why I'm here. The best thing for Tom Archer is to break up the partnership.
What?
I don't want to work with you anymore, Brian.
I've obviously overestimated your good sense, Tom.
It's not about sense.
You don't break up a partnership by clicking your fingers.
I realise that.
There's a great deal more involved, such as legally binding contracts.
Of course.
Unless you're so desperate to renege on your commitments, you're simply going to give me your half of the business.
There is another way of doing it.
Oh, come on, we've been down this road before. You're in no position to buy me out.
As a matter of fact, Brian, yes, I am.
And Bryony uses this system. Mm.
She said she's had it in place for 5 years. If I'd realised, I'd have asked her about it sooner.
So, basically, the waste passes through a series of ponds?
Liquid waste, yeah. Mm. She's got a weeping wall system to take out the solids.
Right.
The liquids go into these lagoons. And they're just formed out of ordinary soil.
And that's what the willows grow in, presumably.
Mm, that's it. They take up a lot of the nutriment.
Oh, I like the idea of harvesting them for energy.
We'd need a boiler for that.
Well, yes.
Which is another big outlay.
We're only looking at possibilities, Dad.
Well, go on. The wastewater goes into the first lagoon.
Then gradually cycles through the rest.
How many lagoons are we talking about?
There are 5 at Bryony's, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, it would be useful to know.
We can easily find out.
As the waste moves on, more and more of the organic matter is broken down by the soil, until by the last lagoon, she says the water's pure enough to stock trout.
Well, there you are, love. You'd only have to pop out of the back door to go fishing.
What don't you like about it, Dad?
I can see the idea's got possibilities.
Me too.
Bryony says the lagoons are a real magnet for wildlife.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And I'd be happy to see more ducks and waders here.
But?
Well, I've spent all morning coming round to the idea of using a reed bed.
Okay.
And now you want me to ditch that and do something completely different.
Would Bryony let us take a look at her place?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she would.
Well, that might help.
I'd really like to see it.
I'm not trying to be awkward, Helen.
No, it's a good idea. I'll give her a ring later, when I'm settled in my new flat.
Because it's simply not relevant.
Oh, isn't it? I'd still like to know where it's coming from.
You're selling to me, Brian, All you need to know is the money's available.
Yeah, well, how much is available?
Enough.
Yeah, well, you've no idea what I might ask.
We'll enact the partnership agreement. Get your share value professionally. I'll meet any fair market price.
Oh, will you indeed? And what if I'm not minded to sell?
You might not feel like it right now.
As it happens, I don't.
But in the long run, it's the only sensible option.
I simply don't agree with you, Tom.
We've got such different philosophies about developing the brand.
Yes, I want it to be profitable.
And so do I. But not at the expense of my principles.
We're in business, Tom, for heaven's sake, not the Boy Scouts.
That's precisely what I mean about different philosophies.
Oh.
I never want to be at the mercy of the supermarket buyers again, which is why I want my business back.
Excuse me, it's our business now. And to ignore the most promising outlets simply because you had one bad experience with one buyer 3 years ago...
I don't want the brand to become supermarket fodder.
Well, and what if I insist we fulfil the order?
Then I guess Tom Archer will grind to a halt.
What?
Because you'll have lost my goodwill.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Which the business relies on.
Never mind goodwill. You're paid a damn good salary.
Which I more than earn. Managing the pigs, supervising the processing...
Cutting your nose off
running
to
spite
your face.
I'm the public face and voice of the product.
Is that true? Well, you're a very small product in a very small sector of the market. And I don't know where you got the idea that no one else can do your job.
I'm saying the exact opposite, Brian.
What?
Look, if you won't sell, you're going to have to do an awful lot more work yourself and take full hands-on responsibility for meeting the supermarket's order.
And what are you going to do? Continue to sulk? Like some gawking teenager.
Insults aren't going to help, Brian.
Give me strength. You're going to stick with this ridiculous idea of doing nothing if I won't sell.
I won't touch the supermarket work. You'll have to find the extra pigs, organise increased labour to look after them, or if you can't find someone, you'll have to do it yourself. Get called out night or day if there's a problem.
I do know what working with livestock involves.
Brian... I haven't forgotten what you've done for me, and I'll always be grateful.
Oh, yes, obviously.
Not just buying into the business.
Saving it.
You may not believe it, but I've learned a hell of a lot from you over the past 3 years.
Oh, really? Except how to be successful.
How to build a customer base, when to advertise, when to pull back, how to set up a new product, how to get it out there.
Yeah. I don't see where this is getting at.
I couldn't have built Tom Archer up without your experience and advice.
Mm.
And whatever our disagreements now, I'll never forget that.
Oh, dear. I mean, I always thought you had potential, Tom, even if you're wasting it now.
And one thing you said early on has always stuck with me.
Huh?
When you know you're right, stick to your guns.
Huh.
And if you're wrong, walk away before you make an idiot of yourself.
Good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why I know you'll change your mind about selling in the end.
Are you saying I'm an idiot?
I'm saying you'll probably see things differently in a day
just
or two.
Just because you want something, don't think I'm going to roll over and let you take it.
I appreciate that this has come out of the blue.
Oh, now you're patronising me. Nice tactics, Tom.
I've said what I came to say. I'm not going to push you for an answer now.
Very gracious of you.
Take as much time as you need.
Thanks very much.
When you've had a chance to think it over calmly, come back to me with an answer.
Don't worry, I will. But just be clear, Tom. It may very well not be the one you're hoping for.
Frosty one, isn't it?
It's freezing.
All right, Dean.
Here we go. Good morning, campers.
There's a bell there, Dean.
Oh. What?
Al. What is it?
Nothing.
It's calling this early.
Yeah, stay in bed, Lillian. It's all right. Yeah. Hold on, I'm coming. Yeah, wait, can't you? There's an alarm.
Can you let us in, please?
Yeah, just said wait.
Good morning, sir. Are you Mr. Matthew Crawford?
Have you any idea what the time is?
Yes, sir. Perhaps you could answer the question. Are you Mr. Matthew Crawford?
Yes.
As you can see from my card, Mr. Crawford, I'm Detective Sergeant Andy Hollander. This is Lisa Ramsey, a principal investigator with the Serious Fraud Office.
Good morning.
And these are colleagues from the Borsetshire Police Economic Crime Unit and the Serious Fraud Office.
And what the hell do you want?
I have a warrant to enter and search these premises.
May we come in, please?
No, why?
We have a right of entry under the warrant. So, if you don't mind, sir...
You can't just barge in. This is outrageous.
What do you think you're doing?
Are you Mrs. Crawford?
I'm Lillian Bellamy, if it's any of your concern.
You're not doing anything till I've rung my solicitor.
I have a warrant, Mr. Crawford, which I and my officers are going to execute. You don't have a right to have your solicitor on the premises before the search starts, but... By all means, ring him, or her.
You're going to regret this.
We can give your solicitor 10 minutes to get here and for you and your friend to get dressed if you want to.
Keep the heat in, shall I?
Look, I'll ring Russell for you, Matt.
No, I'll do it. And you look and just get out till he comes.
I realise this isn't a great way for you to start your day, Mr. Crawford, but we're not leaving till we've executed the warrant, so... Let's find a way of making this work for all of us, shall we?
This is totally outrageous.
You have no right to do this.
Perhaps you could start by showing us around the house.
We need to see any computers used in relation to Chalkman Crawford Capital Partners Limited.
Oh, do you?
My colleague here is from the Digital Forensic Unit. So, where's the best place to start then, Mr. Crawford?
What are they doing now?
Are you in here, Carl?
No, I can see that.
They're going through my wardrobe now. What's happening?
Chalkman screwed up big time and landed me right in it.
Look, is there anything you want me to get rid of?
Yeah, no point. I just wish Russell would flaming hurry up.
Mr. Crawford, before we came here, we called at Mr. Stephen Chalkman's office.
Did you?
But he wasn't around. Do you have any idea where he might be?
None was.
He's on holiday.
Is he?
In Florida.
Lillian.
Well, why protect him if he's putting you through all this?
Well, that's very helpful, Mrs. Bellamy. Now, shall we take a look at your office, Mr. Crawford?
Andy, have you seen...
Do you use that computer for work?
No, I play patience on it all day.
Can I just be clear, Mr. Crawford? Have you used this machine for work connected to Chalkman Crawford Capital Partners Limited in the last couple of years?
Probably.
Image that for me, Col.
Yes, Sergeant.
Does Roger Dayton know about this?
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, he's going to find out soon enough from me, and he won't be happy.
I see. You're close friends with the Assistant Chief Constable, are you?
I know him pretty well. As it happens, we've played golf a few times.
It must be nice to have a hobby. Wish I had the time.
Governor, this was in the briefcase.
Let's see. Chapel and Warwicker Insolvency Practitioners.
Yeah, there's stuff in that case I've never even looked at.
Even though this is addressed to the directors of C3PL.
But I'm not sure how it got there.
Well, perhaps we can clear the confusion up for you. When we finish here... We're going back to Stephen Chalkman's office, then on to Borchester Police Station. Perhaps you could come with us. Tell us your side of the story.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
In that case, Matthew Crawford, I am arresting you...
What?
...on suspicion of fraudulently misrepresenting to the TWJ Bank. That C3PL was a solvent business on the 14th of the 4th, 2008. You don't have to say anything. But it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something that you later rely on in court.
And it's just called the Dower House. There's no number.
That's right.
OK, thanks. Mr. Baxter, for the tape.
All right, Miss Ramsey. My name is Russell Baxter. I'm a partner at Jefferson Crabtree in Felpersham. I am Matthew Crawford's solicitor.
Thank you. Mr. Crawford... This interview is for the purpose of questioning you regarding your suspected involvement in connection with suspected offences of conspiracy to defraud, fraud by false representation, and fraud by failure to disclose, for which you are under arrest. The allegation is that whilst the director of Chalkman Crawford Capital Partners Limited, hereafter known as C3PL, between the 1st day of January 2008 and the 18th day of January 2009, when the company went into insolvent administration, You conspired with others to defraud the TWJ Bank by dishonestly representing to the bank that C3PL was solvent when you knew it was not, thus persuading the bank to lend your company £5 million, which the bank would not have lent had its representatives been made aware of.
You've arrested my client on insubstantial grounds and only provided him and me with wholly inadequate pre-interview disclosure, without any substantive evidence against him. As I'm thus unable to give him the perfectly proper advice to which he's entitled, my advice to him is that he should make no response to your questions.
As directors, you and Stephen Chalkman were both signatories on all C3PL bank accounts at the TWJ Bank, weren't you?
No comment.
Were you involved in discussions last year with Andrea Jennings of the TWJ Business Loans Unit, which led to the bank lending £5 million to C3PL?
Which discussions do you mean, Detective Sergeant? What dates? Are there any documents?
It's at divider 8 in the file and has the exhibit reference JP/8. It's a letter of representation to the bank from the directors of C3PL, dated the 14th of April 2008, which was a Monday. Halfway down the second page, it says, there are no material facts or circumstances which might adversely affect the financial position of C3PL, which have occurred since the company's last set of audited financial statements, or of which the bank is unaware. And two pages further on, there are two signatures at the bottom above the typed names of the two directors of C3PL, namely yourself and Stephen Chalkman. Is that your signature on the letter, Mr. Crawford?
No comment.
There's a confirmation letter at divider 2 in the file.
Third of the way down, page 473, another £1 million. Each entry had the legend Business Development Loan. And in total, you had £5 million from the bank, didn't you, Mr. Crawford?
No comment.
We found in your briefcase this morning a letter addressed to the directors of C3PL. It's dated the 7th of January 2008 and is from Winston Randall of Chapel and Warwicker Insolvency Practitioners. He writes in his capacity as liquidator of Kittimore Steel Fabrications Limited in liquidation. It says, I'm sorry to inform you that there is no likelihood of your unsecured loan of £1,831,000 being repaid. The company's assets are insufficient to cover the monies owed to secured and preferential creditors, and there is no prospect of a dividend to unsecured creditors. That meant your company was never going to be paid, didn't it, Mr. Crawford?
No comment.
A bad debt of almost £2 million must have put a hole in your finances, Mr. Crawford. Is that why you approached the TWJ Bank in April? Quote, no material facts or circumstances which might adversely affect the financial position of C3PL, which have occurred since the company's last set of audited financial statements, or of which the bank is unaware, unquote. Now that's the key statement, which is why I've gone back to it, Mr. Crawford. You signed that letter to the bank 3 months after a major client had cost you almost £2 million, knowing the representation made was not true, didn't you?
No comment.
Would you agree that that was dishonest, Mr. Crawford?
No comment.
Because it was a lie, wasn't it, Mr. Crawford?
No comment.
Sit down, darling. I'll get you something to eat.
I'm not hungry.
You've got to have something, Matt. You've been gone for hours.
I'll have a drink, that's all.
I was so worried they weren't going to let you go. Did Russell put a flea in their ear?
He did the best he could, which wasn't that much.
Well, why not?
I'm not off the hook, Lillian. I've been bailed for 3 months. They might bring charges.
What?
Yeah. Fraud, Conspiracy to defraud. They had a list as long as your arm.
Oh, but surely Russell told them it's Steve Chalkman they need to get hold of.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, he's the one they should talk to. There's no point victimising you.
It's not that simple, Buscow.
Yeah, but you said he'd screwed up, not you.
Yeah. The truth is, we both have. Big time.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why the coppers and the SFO are digging so thoroughly through C3PL. If I've ever scratched my backside out of turn, they're going to want to know why.
You said fraud, Matt. Is it really serious?
Yes, Pussycat. This morning was only a taster. The real nightmare's just beginning.
Good boy. You like being fussed, don't you? Now, let's see your ear.
Morning, Sheila.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Oh, please don't stop.
No, it's all right. Morty doesn't mind waiting, do you, boy?
It's just I promised one of the parishioners at Loxley Barrett that I'd find out. Do you still do riding for the disabled here?
Yes.
Oh, how'd you go about getting a son involved?
Well, the first point of contact is usually the local group.
Right.
What kind of disability has he got?
He was born with cerebral palsy. Mrs. Lane says he's got a lot of problems with one leg.
Oh, that needn't stop him.
Well, I haven't met the lad yet, so I can't really, you know, say how...
Oh, sorry, Morty. I thought it was switched off.
Do take that, sure.
Oh, you sure?
Yes, I'm in no rush. I'll go and say hello to Benjamin.
Hello.
Sheila.
Hello, Lillian.
I'm supposed to be taking Morty out for a ride this morning, aren't I?
Well, you said you'd like to yesterday.
Unfortunately, I can't now.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Something rather awkward's cropped up.
She's in. It's gone in cleanly. What have we got left?
Two more stakes and an end post. Then we can start on the netting.
It'll be much more straightforward getting the deer in once we're finished.
Should be. Let's move down.
Adam?
Mm?
I don't suppose... I'm still trying to work out where Tom's got the money from. Oh,
Brian.
I mean, I know you don't know. But I thought, I mean, looking back, you might have remembered Tom saying something.
I haven't been looking back or thinking about it at all.
All right.
Because I'm not interested.
Well, I am. Love to know how he's suddenly able to buy me out.
It doesn't matter, Brian.
He was so smug about it.
So what? Get a valuation, take the money, and leave Tom with all the hard work. If I move the post driver, can you get the next stake ready?
I really resent being pushed out. Put an awful lot into this business.
He's not denying that.
That's why it's in such good shape.
Then you'll get a good price.
Not if I don't sell.
What?
The more I think about it, the more I want to hang on to my half.
You're joking.
Why? With or without Tom's help, I'm sure I can push the brand a great deal further.
That's who Mrs. Lane should ring?
If she wants to meet some of the other mums first.
Oh, she might well do.
Or she can bring Evan to see the next session.
What, just to look around?
Well, he might decide he hates horses when he gets here.
Oh, right. I'll tell her. Oh, it's been really helpful, Sheila.
Not at all.
And Morty's been very patient.
Oh, he's got a very placid temperament. Though you're starting to get restless, aren't you?
Right. Before I shoot off, how are you getting on at the cathedral?
Oh, fine. I'm really enjoying the services.
Oh, it's great.
And the choir's marvellous.
Oh, yes, isn't it? Right then. Well, thanks, Sheila. I'll see you.
Goodbye, Alan. Good boy, Morty. Good boy. If you don't want coffee, you can just leave it, Matt.
Oh, thanks.
Are you going through all your files again?
I don't know why I'm bothering. They've imaged everything, haven't they?
Will they find, well, you know, anything awkward?
If the plots are any good at joining up the dots, yes, I expect so.
Matt.
Thought you were going riding this morning.
Oh, I can't face it. I told Shirley we had a problem with the heating.
It'd do you good to get out, Pussycat.
No, it wouldn't. Do I look as bad as you do?
Neither of us got much sleep, did we?
No. I lay awake all night trying to make sense of what you told me.
Yeah?
I didn't get very far. I can't have taken it in properly. Or perhaps you didn't feel able to tell me everything.
It's probably better if you don't know too much, Lillian. For your own sake.
I'm not worried about me.
Well, you might get asked some awkward questions.
Yeah, but I can take care of myself. And how can I support you if I don't know what we're up against?
Oh, I don't know.
Nat, we didn't get together because I mistook you for a choir boy. I know you sail pretty close to the wind sometimes. And to be honest, I don't care very much.
No?
I tried quiet and respectable for years with Ralph. Bless him, it bored me senseless. Whatever your other faults, Tiger, I have never been bored with you.
Well, that's something.
And what you've done. It can't be that bad, darling. Oh. I mean, you're not the type, so please trust me. Try to explain more clearly what's going on.
Okay. Remember me and Shortman setting up C3PL a few years back?
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't it more his project than yours?
Yeah. Chalkman's in for 51%. I own a quarter. The rest is parcelled out. But me and Chalky are the only directors.
So the police aren't interested in anyone else?
No, I don't think so. OK. It's a loan company with a face value of 10 mil, mostly raised in loan notes.
Loan notes?
Yeah, money from investors, which we lent on to commercial and agricultural businesses, farms, feed merchants, anyone who could pay for a loan.
Was it legal?
Yeah, perfectly. Every loan secured against property or assets. Books kept nice and straight, to start off with, anyway. First two or three years, it did all right for us. Very nice, in fact.
So what went wrong?
Well, we did so damn well, we got careless. Secured loans were good, unsecured even better, as long as the riskier punters were willing to pay a premium.
Oh.
Yeah, it went all right at first. Lots of money going out, but plenty coming back in. Some days we couldn't shift cash fast enough. Yeah, don't look at me like that.
You know, if you were a country, Matt, you'd be Iceland.
Yeah, well, it didn't just stop with dodgy loans to other people. We did the same for ourselves a couple of times. You know the flats me and Chalky were developing behind Hollerton Station?
Mm-hmm.
Cash got tight one time. It was easier to dip into C3PL than go back to the bank, and a lot cheaper.
Matt.
Only to get through a tricky patch. Me and Chalky agreed we'd put everything straight inside a few months.
Good, that's it. Right, let's start getting the wire up.
You do know you're completely out of your mind, Brian.
Huh?
Refusing to sell?
Well, hardly. Once we're an established presence in the supermarkets, Tom Archer could skyrocket.
Not if you and Tom are at each other's throats all the time.
Well, it won't be anything to do with him.
No? So you're going to be solely responsible for any expansion?
Not by choice. But if he's going to carry on being bloody-minded, then yes.
So when you handed over running the farm to Debbie and me, everything you said about wanting more time to spend with Mum and Rory, that's all forgotten now, is it?
Well, I'll hire people.
Well, like Hannah? Staff who don't know which of their bosses to answer to?
Well, obviously Tom and I'll have to establish clear lines of communication.
Oh, yes, you two are so good at that.
I'm not going to walk away, Adam.
Why not? You don't need the money. You'll have a poisonous relationship with your co-owner.
I won't be written out of a company I've helped build up so much. Not when it's got such great potential.
That won't last.
Why not?
Suppliers and customers not knowing who to deal with. A dreadful atmosphere amongst staff. And that's assuming Tom doesn't go to court to dissolve the partnership.
Well, he can try if he likes. And he might want to check the initial agreement first.
Whatever the outcome, a court case is bad news.
It won't come to that. Even Tom's not that stupid.
If he feels trapped enough, he might. And the only thing worse than losing against him would be winning.
Well, how do you make that out?
Imagine the press. Photogenic young entrepreneur loses name and business to a grasping uncle.
Oh, thanks very much.
Legal battle will trash the brand, let alone what it'll do to the family. Tony and Pat will never forgive you. Gran will be furious. And how do you think Mum will react?
Yeah, all right, Adam.
Refusing to sell is a scorched earth policy. Everyone loses. Still, your call.
Is the strainer in here?
Oh, it'd serve him right if I did show him how to run the business.
So you're not going to?
All right, no.
You're willing to sell?
I don't want to, but realistically...
Do you want me to tell him?
No, no, I'll do it. I'll ring him tonight. Or tomorrow. But if he's serious about buying me out, he'd better make a damn good offer.
It took a lot of juggling, but even then everything was manageable. Till Kitty Moore went belly up.
Kitty Moore? Was that in the Echo?
Yeah, probably a year or so back. Steel fabrications, gates and cattle grids mostly, till the Sun decided to expand into steel-framed buildings. Hired new premises, bought new plant. Only thing missing was any bloody customers. When he'd used up his credit, he came to us. We should never have touched him.
Well, why did you?
Oh, he's a friend of Chalky's and pretty persuasive. Right up till he crashed and burned. Taking nearly 2 mil of our money with him.
2 million?
Yeah, near enough. Year last January.
Well, why didn't you say anything, Matt? Why didn't you tell me? Well,
there's good days and bad days at work. Leave them behind with the first drink of the evening.
When you've lost 2 million?
All right, we didn't throw a party, especially when the builder doing the Hollerton flats went down with his hands deep in our pockets soon after. Bit of a crisis, but we knew how to deal with it.
How?
Our friends at the bank. A 5 million loan just to tide us over.
And they were happy to let you have it?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you'd just lost 2 million.
Yeah, well, they didn't know that bit, did they? We wrote a letter of representation, claiming everything was peachy. Wouldn't have got the money otherwise. That's what's going to finish us off.
The letter?
Yeah, well, I can't pretend it's not my signature.
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's not like it was real fraud. We were just keeping some bad news back. Normal times, we'd have turned things around before anyone noticed. But then, hello, credit crunch, couldn't meet our loan notes at the end of September. 2 months ago, the company's declared insolvent and we've got an administrator.
Oh, Matt, you should have said something to me.
Well, it wasn't the end of the world.
Oh, Matt.
The guy didn't seem that sharp. When he clammed up a few weeks back, we thought we were home and dry. How smart was that? He'd handed it all on to the plods, hadn't he? They gave it to the SFO, you know the rest.
Well, what's going to happen now?
We might be running a few garage sales, Pussycat.
What?
No, the bank wants its money back. Don't worry, they can't take the house.
The house?
Yeah, it's okay. I bought that through a trust. Laid a paper trail even Lassie wouldn't follow. Everything else of mine, though.
You could lose everything.
Dunno. Maybe. Done about sailing close to the wind, more like a hurricane. Oh, Pushkin. I'm going to see my life smashed to pieces.
Done now, girl.
Hi, Mum.
Hey, Pip. How was school?
Okay.
You always say that. If Martians had landed, you'd say it was okay.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. You want some help?
It's all right. I'll finish milking. You go in and start your homework.
Oh.
What have you got tonight?
An essay on an inspector calls.
I thought you read that ages ago.
Yeah, we're revising, but it's so boring.
Well, not if it helps you get through your exam.
Anyway, I'll have to finish it before I go to Young Farmers.
Is your dad taking you?
No, Jonathan's picking me up.
Well, start your homework now and you'll have most of it done by tea time.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Which is going to be delicious, by the way.
Is it? Will I be able to have any?
Of course you will, Dafty.
Great.
Bridge Farm spuds and leeks to go with our own lamb chops, all from within 5 miles.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks, Mum.
I'm looking forward to it myself.
And, well, thanks for the fruit juice in my packed lunch as well. But, as far as I know, no one started growing cranberries in Borsetshire yet.
No, but...
All sugar.
Okay, it's not entirely local, but I swapped some teas for it and they're definitely local. Doesn't that count?
Nice try, Mum.
Oh, on the hum.
Sorry, did I catch you, Tom?
Ooh, close.
Oh, I spilled some yoghurt on the way to Underwoods. If I don't clean the van,
that's okay. You can pour a bucket of ice cream over me today and I won't mind.
No?
Because I've just had some fantastic news.
Oh, what's that?
I'm getting my business back.
What?
Uh-huh. Brian's finally agreed to sell his share of Tom Archer.
Oh, that's great, but...
Dad?
Who's buying it?
Dad? Is it important, Tom? I want to get back to ploughing 6 acre.
Quite important.
Brian's agreed to sell his share of Tom's pig business.
Has he? Who to?
To me. What? You should have heard him on the phone. He sounded like he'd swallowed a cactus.
Well, where are you getting the money from?
A new silent partner.
Really?
Yep, who's putting up the dosh and then leaving me to run things completely on my own. It's perfect.
Who is it? Tom?
I'd better not say just yet.
Well, why not?
We won't spread it around if you don't want us to.
No, it's only for a day or two. I just don't want to jinx things.
Hey?
Look, as soon as everything's signed and sealed, I'll let you know who it is.
Oh. No, don't worry.
This time I found the right person.
Right. Well, we look forward to hearing all about him. Or her.
Any day now. I just thought I'd tell you before I check on Jazza.
Ah, that's splendid news.
Yes.
Well done, Tom.
Thanks.
Bye, love.
See ya.
So Brian's had to give way, has he? I'd like to have heard that conversation.
Oh, it seems odd, though. Tom not saying who his new partner is.
Oh, I wouldn't make too much of that, love.
No?
No, he's a good lad. But he takes things too seriously sometimes. Assumes the business world is all cloak and dagger.
Do you think that's all it is?
Yes, whoever he's teamed up with has got to be better than Brian.
Well, that's true.
We ought to trust him, Pat. Now he's concentrating his efforts here again.
It's funny, isn't it? We had so many doubts about buying the farm.
Oh, yes.
Now we have. What a difference it's made.
It's been tremendous.
The kids are getting so much more involved. Oh, we're going to Elbury on Tuesday.
Ah, has Helen fixed it up with her friend?
Yeah, she says Brian is very keen to show us the lagoon system.
Okay, I'll keep an open mind till then.
Oh, it's lovely seeing them taking on extra responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, very satisfying.
Who knows, if they keep on doing so much here, one of these days we may even end up with a little time to ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Lie down, Biff. Lie down.
Will he be all right, David?
Yeah. Okay, Biff.
Whoa, Morty. Whoa. Oh, I thought it'd be quiet up here. I'll go the other way, if you like.
No, it's all right, Lillian. We've finished penning the coal group. You all right?
Oh, never better.
Oh. By the way, has Neil been on to you yet?
Neil?
Yeah, about the phone box, because if he hasn't, he soon will be.
What does he want now?
Oh, he's in a real dither earlier. He can't decide what colour to paint the inside.
Oh.
He's got desert sand thing, and he's got a biscuit something, and he's got some magnolia left over from doing the flat.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
Well, we thought with you chairing the subcommittee...
Well, he can paint it whatever he damn well pleases.
Huh.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. I didn't mean to be rude.
No, it's all right.
I came out here to clear my head. Whoa, boy. Not pick up any more problems, so if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
Walk on, Morty. Walk on.
ETA 5 minutes, Brad.
Hmm?
Curry's up in 5 minutes, as soon as the naan bread's warm.
All right. I'll finish my placement notes afterward.
You might not be in any state. We are having wine with the meal, and plenty of it.
I like this. Can you cook every night?
Well, tonight's special. Brian's finally out of my life.
It won't be as hot as last time, will it?
No.
I virtually needed a skin graft.
It's medium-ish.
Oh, it better be. Oh, while you're here, give me your autograph.
What's this for?
Abby's birthday card.
Okay. You got a pen?
Yeah, somewhere.
When is it?
Saturday.
Have we got her a present?
Yes, we have.
Ah, well done.
Oh, and it was really sweet. Do you know what Jason's done for her?
No.
Dad says when he heard it was her birthday, he painted a big birthday cake and under a coat on one of the walls he's decorating.
What for?
Birthday cake? Abby's birthday?
Yeah,
in her honour?
She's only one.
You could have the Queen playing Happy Birthday on the bongos, but it wouldn't mean anything to her.
You can be so literal sometimes, Tom. It was a nice gesture.
Oh, okay.
Phoebe thinks it's fabulous. Hayley says she took a lot of persuading that it shouldn't stay there permanently. So, did you tell your parents?
Sure did. Dad was made up.
Good.
I think he feels like he's got one over on Brian, even if he didn't actually have anything to do with it.
And did they ask where the money was coming from?
Yeah, Mum did, constantly.
And?
I'm not telling them anything just yet. I don't know what they think about Matt, but if they can just forget the whole evil landlord thing, I'm sure they'll see he's actually a decent bloke.
Hello?
Can I come in?
Oh, yes, of course you can. You don't have to knock to come into the pack house, Pip.
Sorry to bother you, Tony.
Oh, you're not.
There was no one at the house.
Nah, Pat's round at Cathy's. And of course, Helen doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, yeah, how does she like a new flat?
Oh, very happy so far.
Oh, it must be great for her.
And while everyone's deserted me, I thought I'd try to patch up the vegetable shoot. Hey, you haven't walked all the way here in the dark, have you?
Oh, no, Jonathan's outside in the car on our way to Young Farmers.
Oh, you can come in if you
like. Oh, no, we're not stopping, thanks. I was just wondering if we can leave some leaflets.
Weren't they for?
To promote local food.
Oh, excellent.
My friend Sally and I did them at school.
You wrote it yourself?
Yeah, it's not very good.
Oh, hang on, I've got my glasses somewhere.
We want to publicise the idea of only eating food grown in a 5-mile radius from home.
That sounds interesting.
Can they go in the veg box next week?
Let's have a look here. I see. So you're doing this for Lent?
To prove it's possible.
I would never have had that kind of imagination at your age.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's not a bad idea at all. As long as everybody doesn't do it all the time.
Oh, I thought you'd be all in favour.
Well, it's an excellent way to get people thinking about food miles.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
But, well, it'd be a bit rough on farmers in the developing world, wouldn't it? If they couldn't export anything.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not saying that. You're just making people think. So, into the boxes they'll go.
It would ruin things like fair trade, wouldn't it?
What matters is getting the balance right.
Actually, that's really interesting.
Hmm?
Because, well, meals haven't been that difficult. We had a great one tonight, actually, with some of your veg.
Oh, glad to hear it.
It's been snacks. All I've been able to have are local apples.
Ah.
I've been missing Brazil nut cookies like crazy. And I hadn't even thought about what you're saying.
Aha.
So, do you think that...
Definitely. In fact, you've virtually got a moral duty to start eating cookies again, Pip. That's what I'd say anyway.
Looking like a proper bathroom at last.
Uh-huh.
And the loo's in, the bath, and they've got the flooring down.
Do you want the last piece of naan?
Oh, you have it.
Sure?
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
That was a good meal. Mm. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Are we going to finish the bottle?
What do you think?
Good answer.
Of course, as soon as the doors were up, Dad went round checking they'd left a gap for the carpets. Oh, ta. Except where he's having flooring, the bedroom door was hung on the wrong side.
No.
You'd get stuck in the corner opening it, Dad said. He's making them put it right.
Weird, isn't it, Bren?
Complaining about the door?
Matt not getting back to me.
Oh.
I left messages as soon as I'd spoken to Brian. That's hours ago.
Yeah, he might still be out.
I called his home number and mobile. He must have picked one of them up by now.
Tom, Matt's a busy man.
Yeah. Probably been in meetings all day.
Probably.
He could ring any time now, I guess.
Even when he gets your message, he isn't necessarily going to call tonight, is he?
He's going to be so pleased when he knows we can get going, though.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it was such a boost, Bren, having a real businessman wanting to buy in. A complete vindication of everything I've done.
Mm.
So, why is he taking so long to get back to me?
It really isn't that long.
Maybe I should ring him.
No.
Well, it's not late.
No, there's no point calling at this time. There's nothing he can do about it.
Mm.
Do you want some coffee?
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to completely forget about it for the rest of the evening.
Good.
I've got to remember I've stepped up a league now, haven't I?
Eh?
Well, it's not amateur hour, like with Brian. I'm dealing with a serious player now.
I need to be a lot more cool myself.
Definitely.
I don't want to come across too keen or inexperienced.
No.
So if Matt doesn't ring tonight, or tomorrow, it doesn't matter. I'll just wait and let him get back to me. It's bound to happen in the next few days.
Where are you taking it, Caroline?
Not far. All right, Maisie. Up through the village and back by the country park.
Oh, that's not a bad run.
I'd like to go further, but... I've asked Leslie to come to my office for 12 with the others.
A ride might make you feel better.
I doubt it, Oliver. Letting staff go is the one part of my job I absolutely loathe. Come on, Maisie.
Oh, Brian.
Morning, Matt. What happened to you?
What?
Last night, drinks at the farmer's.
Oh.
Everyone was there at some point, the whole board. Except Stephen and yourself.
Yeah.
And we know where he is. Now, what's your excuse?
Oh, I've had a bug.
Oh.
Yeah, cold, sore throat, that sort of thing.
Oh, what a shame. It was a good night.
No, I wasn't fit for company yesterday.
No, we thought you must be buried in work.
No, I'm not up to doing much.
So I'm not disturbing you if I come in?
Well,
Because although it was mainly social, some very interesting things were said last night about BL.
Yeah?
I promised the others I'd bring you up to speed ASAP.
Well, that's good of you, Brian, but, I don't want you catching this, so maybe some other
time. No, don't worry. Won't be anything Rory hasn't already brought back from school.
Oh, it's quite nasty.
A decent malt's the best defence against colds, isn't it? So why don't we have one while we catch up?
Yeah. Why not?
She's definitely going to move back in with Will, then?
Well, nothing official's been said.
Huh?
Not to me and Clary. So now she knows she's got a place for Jake.
Ah, that's probably all she was waiting for.
Yeah, that's what we reckon.
Well, I'm pleased for Will. It's about time he had some good luck.
What size brush are you using, Neil?
Half inch. Why?
Well, no wonder you're going so slow.
Well, I don't want to streak the glass.
You've taped up the windows. You might as well slosh it on.
You can't slosh inside a phone box there isn't a room.
Interesting colour, mine.
Interesting?
What did you say it was? Biscuit?
Biscotti.
Biscotti?
That's Italian.
What for?
Biscuit. Only much more...
Expensive?
Elegant. Looks all right, doesn't it?
Yeah. Shift out the way and I'll tell you. Hold on a minute. I'd have gone for Magnolia myself. And a 3/4-inch brush.
Haven't you got anything better to do except pick holes in other people's work?
Ah, now, the main reason I stopped... Mm. Oh, hold on a second. Caroline!
Hello?
Have you and Oliver decided what chocolate you're having for Easter yet?
Even when I agreed to sell, which wasn't much fun, I can tell you, he made it perfectly plain he thought it was a climb down on my part.
Yeah?
Even then he didn't tell me where he's getting the money from.
No?
Still, I'm washing my hands of Tom Archer now. It's someone else's problem. Sorry, Matt, there's no reason to tell you all this.
No.
What I did want to know, though, well, actually, what everyone wanted to know last night, is what's happening with Steve Chalkman.
Sorry?
It's absurd, isn't it? We've got a year-end coming up. Big problems at one of the business units... Legal action threatened over a right-of-way.
Yeah.
And where's one of our most prominent board members while BL needs to regroup? Out in the sunshine, spinning for Barracuda.
Well, he's allowed a holiday, isn't he?
Of course, but he knows more about the business units than anyone. He should have given some warning he was going to swan off. I mean, don't you think it's odd?
Not particularly.
Oh, you wouldn't have said so last night. Oh, a few of us started putting two and two together.
Well, what did you come up with?
He's in trouble.
How'd you make that out?
He's got form, Matt. He's behaving like he always behaves when things go wrong.
You don't know that. That's pure speculation.
Well, if you don't trust my judgment, what about Annabelle's? She's more or less worked out what's happened.
What's she say?
There's only one reason someone like Stephen Chalkman hightails it so quickly. Woman trouble.
Oh.
She thinks his wife's caught him cheating once too often and thrown him out.
Well, I wouldn't...
You're closer than anyone. I mean, does that make sense?
Dunno.
You could see it coming, really. He's never known where to draw the line with women. This'll be payback time.
Ah, you're probably reading too much into it.
Possibly. But, I mean, if his attention's going to be on a messy divorce, do we need to find someone else to take his place?
Now, you're making something out of nothing, Bright. Look, I haven't got time to gossip. I've got a meeting in Felpisham to get to.
Oh. Well, it must be an important one.
Eh?
To risk going out when you're so unwell.
Yeah.
Hope it doesn't make your bug any worse.
Yeah, well, it's not like Caroline to be so tetchy.
Well, it wasn't the right time to ask her. Not while she's out riding.
Any road, how many bars am I putting you down for?
I haven't said I want any.
Oh, come on. You're not telling me your Susan isn't partial to some fine continental chocolate.
Continental? You said Belgian a minute ago.
Made to a Belgian recipe is what I was driving at, more or less. Producing some of the most delicious chocolate Susan will ever taste. Yeah, buy her this and you'll score a lot of brownie points, Neil.
Have you actually sold any yet?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Who to?
Well, as it happens, Jazza took a load off me this morning.
Did he?
It seems there's a lady on the milk ground he's rather fond of.
Not just one, if what Christopher says is true. It's a miracle the milk ever gets delivered some days.
Oh, there's nothing like that going on with her. At least not yet. That's why Jazza came to me. He's heard she's a chocoholic.
Oh.
He's bought 6 bars. So, how many are you in for?
Oh, hello, darling. I didn't expect you back till much later.
I did what I went in to do. Then didn't feel like staying. It's not as if we're busy.
Was it awful?
Dreadful. Katya burst into tears.
Oh, no.
She said how much Leslie had praised her work lately, which is perfectly true.
Oh, Lord.
I promised she'd get a very good reference, though what use is that when no one's hiring?
Oh, it's such a pity. How long has she been at Grey Gables?
Since last summer. The understanding was we'd make her permanent as soon as we could. Instead of which...
With booking so slack, you'd no choice.
That didn't make it any easier.
How did the other girl take it?
Oh, Maggie was very good. Said she understood. Told me how much she'd enjoyed working at Grey Gables.
It just makes it worse.
It's so frustrating, Oliver. Most of the time you can't find good staff. Then when you do...
Well, perhaps if things pick up towards summer and, you know, they're still available.
Yes, perhaps. But I don't think we'll be taking anyone on for a good while yet.
No, probably not.
If there isn't an upturn soon, Ian and I'll have to take a serious look at the kitchen. Then there are the roommates, bar staff.
I know.
But I must remember it's not catastrophic. We're still meeting the repayments.
Thank heavens.
It's just the feel of the place. When you lose staff, a hotel starts to feel neglected very quickly.
Looked perfectly all right to me on Sunday.
Did you notice the flowers in reception?
No.
Exactly.
Hmm?
We cut down last month. Smaller displays, fewer of them.
Oh, I hadn't spotted that.
If the grace notes disappear, Grey Gables will just become acceptable. I don't want that. I want it to be excellent, or why bother?
I feel so guilty, Caroline.
Oh, it's not your fault, darling.
I've been taken up with the dairy for so long, and getting past TB.
Well, of course you have.
I've left you to battle on alone, which isn't very fair.
I'm only grumbling now because I hated sacking Maggie and Katya.
I should be helping.
There's not very much you could do.
No? It wouldn't help to have another pair of eyes on the finances, someone else to discuss strategies with?
I do tell you what's happening at the hotel.
Not as much as you used to. I've been so absorbed in my own world, you haven't had the chance.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I want to start pulling my weight.
How?
I've made a decision about the herd.
Hmm.
With spring coming, I should be feeling excited. The girls going out soon. But I'm not. If I'm honest, I've done everything I want to do in the dairy.
Oliver?
So I'm going to get out.
You can't.
I can. I'm going to retire.
What about Ed? And Mike and Jasmine?
I'm not going to leave them in the lurch. I was considering, well, I haven't gone into it yet, but perhaps setting up a tenancy?
For whom?
Ed, if he wants it. He can be his own boss and run the herd himself.
He'll never be able to afford that.
It depends what we set the rent at. I might even be able to help him buy the stock. A loan or something.
Well, what if he doesn't want to?
We'll have to see. As I say, I haven't really looked into it properly.
Oliver, are you doing this because of me?
No, for myself. Unless you don't want me with time on my hands interfering with your marvellous hotel.
Don't be silly. It'd be lovely to have more of your support. If that's what you really want.
It is. There's Ed now. Now, don't say anything, eh, until I've had a chance to do some research.
So, not very optimistic?
No. Not the most encouraging of meetings.
Well, what did he say?
In Russell's opinion, with the evidence they've already got and another 3 months to prepare a case, the SFO have probably got me and Chalky stone cold.
But surely when Chalkman comes back from America and the police pick him up...
That's not going to help very much, Lillian.
Well, why not? It'll take the heat off you.
Well, if his legal team are any good, they'll do everything they can to put me in a bad light, make out he didn't know the half of what I was up to.
Is that what Russell said?
Yeah. And we'll do the same to him, quite frankly.
Well, aren't you and Chalkman better sticking together?
No. No. Life's serving us up a big plate of misery pie. All we can do is fight for the smaller piece.
Well, I hope you're putting a good team together, Matt. I mean, you've got to win the court's sympathy.
That's going to be easy, isn't it, Pussycat? Another dodgy loan company goes down in a recession, very popular.
Oh, yes, I see. Some people will be only too glad to see you punished.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be plenty of smiling faces if I get sent down.
Sent down? Go to prison?
That's right, Pussycat.
Don't be silly, Matt.
No, it was made nice and clear to me this afternoon. If things go badly when this comes to court, I'm facing a seriously long stretch inside.
Tonight, Linda has plans to take Ambridge to London. That's just after 7 o'clock. The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. We'll hear Richard Madeley's Desert Island Discs in a minute. That's after this.
BBC Radio 4's science fiction season continues this week.